And we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. This is the point on Mondays where we combine a little bit of drive radio with Rush to Reason, do some car reviews at the same time. Richard, you recently drove a 2025 Mazda CX-70.
Yes, Dad, we did. It was a really fun car to drive. It is an all-new model for 2025. Here for it. It's basically, we actually did the CX-90, the Mazda CX-90, a few weeks back for folks who want to check that one out. That's basically the seven-passenger version of the CX-7. And really, when you look at the car, folks, where the third row goes is just more cargo space. They've removed, they still have cup holders and charging ports and some other stuff back there, which you can use for tailgating or some other things. So it's I don't know the exact dimensions, Dad, so I don't want to comment 100% on it, but to me, the car looked and felt exactly like the CX-90, just without the third row. Now, the only thing I would like to see with that is they could have, you know, maybe scooted that second row back.
Give a little more leg room for the second seat.
Giving a little bit more. Now, granted, I didn't have any adults in there. I just had the kiddos in the back, you know, with their booster seats, and they fit just fine. But it would have been nice, especially, as you know, Dad, my oldest, a little bit taller.
Right.
He hit the seat a little bit at times, right? So it's definitely something.
Exactly a CX-90 with that third seat out, giving you a lot more cargo capacity than what the 90 has. That's really what they did. You're 100% correct.
A lot more. And at the same time, it's actually brilliant because they're saying, you know, and I think you save a little money on it. You don't save a lot. So if you are thinking, oh, I could maybe use that, you know, that third row at some point in time, I would still consider the CX-90, Dad.
Got it.
But if you're like, I really don't need that, I just want that extra cargo room, I want all of the capabilities of the 90, but I really don't, I don't want to have to be the carpool mom, right?
Right.
This is definitely
a
car that I would consider, right? Because you don't have that third row. You don't even have that option. And as far as price-wise go, Dad, you can get this from the 3.3 turbo preferred for about $42,000 all the way up to the plug-in hybrid for just under $60,000. We talked about the engine choice. We had the 3.3 liter turbo in here that worked really, really, or the 3.3 turbo, I should say, worked really, really well for our model, Dad, especially up here at our altitude. It got up and went. It really did. It did what it was supposed to do, and again, especially at our altitude, just having that extra bit of power is really, really nice. Would love to get our hands on the plug-in hybrid, but again, all new model for this year, so we'll just kind of have to wait on that. Mm-hmm. Overall, Dad, we're really impressed. If folks want to learn more, they can kind of go back to our review of the CX-90. Almost all of it carries over, you know, updated infotainment, updated tech on the inside, lots of really nice apportionment, soft-touch materials throughout it, Dad. Heated ventilated seats, all that good stuff. So would encourage folks to check it out. Head to your local Mazda dealer. Again, this is all new for 2025. And if you're in that market for a very roomy, at least, you know, kind of overall speaking, for a five-row SUV, the 2025 Mazda CX-70, tell them that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.